TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Friday afternoon, December 5th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. It's Entrepreneur Friday. We'll say hello to the owner of a unique local toy store in our next segment, especially get an idea of how the toy market is shaping up this holiday season. But first, inflation data is today's economic headliner. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Gus, thank you for joining us today. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, delayed from September, but it showed that it was a two-tenths of a percent monthly increase, annual rate of 2.8%. So once again, inflation is still above that 2% target.
That's right. The Fed has set an inflation objective of 2% using the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. What we see is that it's been stuck above 2% for years now at this point, and we haven't seen any progress in 2025. So inflation is higher than the Fed would like, and I think a bit more worrisome is that we're not seeing it slow at all.
Now, at the same time, the Fed will meet for their monthly meeting not too far away, and chances are, just based on the prediction markets, the Fed will cut interest rates by a quarter point once again. For a data-dependent Fed, this is a data point that flies in the face of potentially cutting.
That's right. Now, first of all, this is from September. You know, we haven't gotten the October report, which we would normally have at this point in time because of the government shutdown. We're also seeing that job growth has slowed significantly in 2025. So the Fed has to be watching not just inflation, but also job growth. And at this point, monetary policy, the Fed funds rate, is still weighing a little bit on economic growth. So we should see inflation slow in 2026. So looking at the balance of risks between what we're seeing in the job market versus what we're seeing in inflation, the Fed is probably going to cut when they meet on Wednesday. But then, you know, it's uncertain as to what's going to happen with the Fed funds rate in 2026 as the Fed balances what's going on with inflation versus what's going on with the job market.
And once again, if the Fed does cut the benchmark rate later this month, that doesn't mean that you, who is carrying a balance, I mean, I'm talking about you personally, Gus, but the average person who is carrying a balance, they may not necessarily see too much in the way of savings just because a lot of consumer debt is pegged to the 10-year yield.
That's right. And if anything, you know, we see that long-term yields, a 10-year Treasury note yield, is actually up slightly today. I think what we have is that short-term interest rates are gradually moving lower. That's going to help in things like credit card balances, to some extent like shorter-term car loans. But with large federal government budget deficits, with inflation still higher than 2%, we're not seeing much movement in long-term interest rates and mortgage rates. And because of that, for example, the housing market is going to remain soft in the near term.
Now, keying off that inflation story, consumer sentiment is ticking higher this month, and reduced inflation expectations driving that increase.
That's right. We did see a little bit of an improvement in consumer sentiment over the month. That's the first increase that we've seen since July, but it's still low. Consumers are still concerned about tariffs. They're concerned about what's going on with inflation, even if inflation expectations have fallen somewhat. So I think, you know, this is a little bit of an improvement, but consumers are still anxious about what's going on out there.
Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a neighborhood toy store that's successfully competing with the big boys. We'll check in with them next.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, part one. Let's check back in with a local independent toy store to see how things are shaping up for this year's holiday shopping season. We welcome in Scott Friedland, head shopkeeper at Timeless Toys in Chicago's Lincoln Square neighborhood. Scott, thank you for joining us today. And first off, to really hammer home that theme of timelessness, Scott, how many people do you know in Chicago, outside of yourself, actually have the title shopkeeper? That in and of itself, that's a title that harkens back to an earlier time.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I might be the only one. I like to think I'm the shopkeeper in Chicago.
Now, the one thing that makes your store unique, especially in a world where you can get all manner of plastic stuff from around the world delivered to your front door, is that your merchandise is meant to stimulate the mind, and it's also built to last. It's supposed to be around for a couple of years.
Yeah, our stuff is meant to last last years, maybe even generations. You know, we have a lot of wooden toys. We have some plastic toys as well, a lot of sustainably made things. But they're toys that will never go out of style. You know, we're not talking about the licensed things, what your favorite show is, what the kids are watching online. We're talking about things that will last generations and generations and continue to be relevant.
And that really is translating into success. You say this season so far, because it's a physical store in Lincoln Square, but it's an online presence as well, and already online sales are up 115%. So clearly, this mission is resonating with the consuming public.
Yeah, and you know, I think as the technology grows for kids, and we continue to have these screens and everything, they have their uses, right? But I think people are striving more to get kids physically active and do things with their hands and their minds. So, that trend is definitely coming back. We're seeing a lot of doctors approach it that way too, and encourage parents to get their kids off screens and only use them when necessary. So, we're up online, over 120% now through November, and the store is doing well too. We're really trying to provide the best service and the best toys for customers all over the country.
You guys have been around for 31 years, and even though we're talking about technology and big box stores and online retailers, it seems like the push and pull in the toy market has never really changed. There are toys based on licensed content, and then there are the toys that really spark imagination and really help along child development. And in some cases, they're developed in a clinical setting to help a child's brain development along the way. And how do parents react to your presence?
Well, I think, you know, the parents are thankful for our presence, and, you know, we're thankful for the parents shopping with us. We're here to help not only we're not here to sell toys, right? We're here to help encourage your child's education, to help them through developmental struggles. We have professionals that work in our staff. We have special needs professionals on our staff. We have curriculum professionals on our staff. You know, we have a lot of people with the background in childhood development and child psychology. So we really care about your kids, and we really want them to grow and learn, and they learn through play. And that's what we're here for at Timeless Toys. And the more we can provide of that, you know, the better that the future generations of children are going to be. And it all starts with them playing as little kids.
Now, you have some people who might be listening right now who are trying to find presents for the child in their life. Maybe it's their own children. Maybe it's a relative. Maybe it's a friend. And when they think about what are kids into these days, the popular perception is it's screens, it's video games, it's all tech-based. What really fires up kids' imaginations based on your experience at Timeless Toys?
Well, so for us, like, our most popular categories right now are still those fidget toys and those plush, you know, lovey animals. Those are really stimulating. There's, you know, kids need, are looking for some stimulation, something to keep their hands busy. As far as the plush goes, you know, there's that emotional connection. And we've seen that really surge since COVID in 2020, is that more comforting emotional connection. We're also seeing a really big surge in board games, people starting to do more family game nights, even adult board games as well, and building toys. People just love building things. So, you know, it's easy to tinker with your Legos or Magnetiles or any of these building toys. We see a big slew of that. And with winter coming up, you know, getting into the arts and crafts and the science and the puzzles and all those things that are going to keep you engaged while you're inside during these terribly cold days during the winter.
Scott Friedland, head shopkeeper, Timeless Toys in Chicago's Lincoln Square neighborhood. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, we'll go in-depth on the Warner Brothers Netflix deal.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Netflix is set to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's film studio and HBO Max in a $72 billion deal, ending the high-stakes bidding war for those assets. Joining us to break it down is Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago. Tim, thank you for joining us today. And the most important takeaway from this particular deal is that Netflix is merely buying Warner Brothers, the film studio, the intellectual property, and access to HBO Max. All the other stuff, all the cable channels, they were and will continue to be spun off to someone else.
Correct. And this may be one of a number of issues that at the very least bogged down this potential deal, and perhaps even sidetrack it from what we're discussing today. So let's put a pin on that. The reality is procedurally that this is a deal for the content and studio assets of Warner Brothers Discovery. The channels, the cable networks, that's TNT and TBS and a bunch of others that have been accumulated over the years in various acquisitions, Discovery and HGTV, et cetera, would be indeed a separate company, a second company, not dissimilar to what Comcast did with its cable networks with the now separate entity called Versant, which now places is the home of CNBC and MS Now, the rebranded MSNBC, et cetera. So this is really a bid for content and the library. And it is a lack thereof of interest for the distribution assets, that being cable channels. But that's the interesting conundrum in all this, is that competitively, Paramount Skydance, which was one of the also bidders for this entity, actually wanted to buy the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery, inclusive of both of those things. So what Netflix is interested in is in the content, but what has to play out is the split has to occur first, and then technically Netflix would acquire just the studio part, with the channels business basically being left behind or separated.
And then very quickly, Tim, if you are a Netflix subscriber or if you are a HBO Max subscriber or both, what does this mean for you?
It means essentially will be less choice, depending on how people look at all this regulatorily. There'll be one less platform to get content from, The good news is that it'll be all encompassed in essentially in one in Netflix, but the reality is also less choice will probably mean more price to pay for all of it.
And then lastly, there are so many moving parts, as you just described. What is the likelihood of this thing actually happening?
I'm going to play a bear on this one. If it happens, it's still going to take till the third quarter of next year. I'll be willing to bet that it does not happen at all or in the way we think it's going to as of this moment.
Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Vertair Group in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. The markets are higher today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Let's begin today with how the markets are reacting to that lighter-than-expected inflation report, even though we are talking about September's PCE numbers.
Hello, Rob. Good to talk to you again. Well, I think for much of the last couple of weeks, investors have been pulling petals from a daisy, saying the Fed will cut rates, the Fed won't cut rates. And based on today's inflation data, it now appears as if the Fed will be cutting rates when they have their meeting on December 9th and 10th. And you can see that by looking at the CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, their Fed Watch tool, which was supported with an 87% likelihood that the Fed will be cutting rates based on today's data.
And then it seems like the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey, in its own way, backs up that report from several weeks ago, or now several months ago, that consumer sentiment is ticking up based on consumers are nowhere near feeling the bite of inflation that they were not too long ago.
You're absolutely right. The confidence survey rose by 4.5%, and the inflation expectations also fell. So it implies that consumers are feeling a little bit better about the economy, about the prices that they're paying, and also because their personal income went up while their spending was down slightly, it means they still have some more money to take home with them after going to the store.
Now, just a couple of minutes ago, we were going in depth on Netflix announcing it was acquiring the Warner Brothers film studio and its intellectual property. Now, Netflix is one of the FANG stocks, one of the big high flyers in tech. And how is the street reacting to this announcement today? Because even though it's you know, Warner Brothers is a legacy name and it really is means a great deal for the company that used to send you DVDs in the mail, they are stepping outside of their business model.
Well, yes, they are. But Netflix is known for doing that. We have a buy recommendation on the shares for clients of ours. The company has done very well. And with the technology group being the the second best performer, but communication services, where you will find Netflix being the best performer today, I would tend to say that the market is very pleased with what it has heard as a result of this combination.
And then looking at equities going into next week, are we going to see basically a treading water pattern until the Fed makes a decision on rates?
Yes, I think it will. However, the market is being drawn toward its all-time high. We are less than 0.5% away from that level, and we could possibly set a 37th new all-time high this year alone before the Fed meets. So I think that we're going to be recovering all that we lost in the most recent 5%+ decline.
Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist, CFRA Research in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, a visit with the CEO of a Chicago restaurant chain that's truly on the move.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, part two. Today, we meet a businessman who's taken his family restaurant brand on the road through a massive expansion of food trucks. We're joined by Rick Gruber, CEO of the Billy Bricks Restaurant Group in Lombard. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And when it comes to the decision to evolve or move on or expand above and beyond your brick and mortar locations into a food truck, what are some of the financial considerations that you had to consider before you actually made the move?
Well, I'll say this. I don't think we considered all of them, that's for sure. When we first started doing our trucks about 7 years ago, our only thought was this. The best experience with our product is one that's fresh, right on site out of the oven, where you get to see the entire show and watch people making their pizzas by hand and, you know, eating it when it's fresh out of the oven. So we wanted to recreate the experience of being in our restaurant away from the restaurant. And when we did that, it was mostly just to think of as a marketing thing, to bring to people where we weren't yet and expand the knowledge of our brand and have people trying our food all over the place. And it's just taken on a life of its own.
And then what kind of math do you have to do with regards to the food truck itself? I mean, you have to clearly make enough money to justify buying the truck or leasing the truck in the first place. But what are some of the ingredients, as it were, of a successful or profitable food truck?
You know, I think the biggest thing is professionalism. If you already have a brand, which a lot of people start off food trucks first, but if you're an established brand and you already have a catering program and all these things going, this is just a cherry on top to bring it right to people. You know, today more than ever, everything is about convenience. It's about bringing things to you, and it's about experience. So if you have all those things, you can charge a premium because you're going to have the greatest experience, not only for people because you're convenient, but also professional and bringing high quality to right to their curb.
And then how do you plot the course of the food trucks? And when is that schedule set? Do you just sit down with the calendar and say, well, there's a festival here, or this is a busy day at a shopping center here, and just build from there? Or is there some other thought process?
You know, I think that's one of those things that takes time. And in our first seasons, we learned a lot, and we took anything we could get. We would go anywhere we could to get out there and figure things out, you know, while we were on the road. And from there, we learned which events were really great for us, which events were valuable to us because they're a part of the communities where we have brick-and-mortar stores. And those are sort of non-negotiables for us that we have to participate in, because they're being a part of the community, whether they're hugely successful financially or not. And now our calendar starts off with a lot of things plotted out on it at the beginning of every season, and then we fill in other events around it. We don't do a lot of the vending where it's let's go here, hope and pray that people show up. We mostly do about 90% pre-booked events where we're doing office events. And even if that means that we are vending there and selling to the tenants or what have you, we will have that predetermined on a day and have pretty good idea of what we're in for volume-wise before we head out and do that. That's really important to being successful, because if you have all the labor, all your food costs, your gas, all those things, and you're heading out there on a hope and a prayer, that's not a great business model for long-term success.
And then developing the food truck business above and beyond the brick and mortar business in the western suburbs, it sounds like there is, though, a lot of similarities to actually building the Big Bricks brand 20 years ago.
Yeah, so when Billy Bricks started, we were just Bricks. We've evolved over time. And this, to us, is just another evolution of what we've always tried to do. In every business, you're going to see they're going to evolve and adapt to the times, or you're going to see them fizzle away no matter how great the brand is. So you have to go with where things are at and be able to bring your experience and your product to people where they are, because you know what? This is something that people want. This is a big thing right now. And if you want to compete with everybody in drop-off catering, more power to you, and we do that as well. But there's a lot of no's there, whereas this, we're one of one. At least we were for a while. Now there are other people jumping in, but there's more than enough to go around. And there's a lot to do and consider that not everybody has the resources for. And I can tell you this, I prefer where we're at, where we have great infrastructure to start with before we added the trucks, because it makes life a whole lot easier when you already have a place to store your food, a place to call home for your team members, and a place to prep and do all of those things. You're going to have those costs anyway, and now we're able to use our stores to do those things for ourselves and grow things organically.
Rick Gruber, CEO of the Billy Bricks Restaurant Group in Lombard, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Still to come, Sunday's Bears-Packers game being viewed as the biggest in years.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
This weekend's Bears game is the biggest for the franchise in years, and a win could bring a level of buzz to the city we haven't seen for a very long time. With us to discuss is Mark Gannis, president and co-founder, Sports Corp Limited in Chicago. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And you have said, and other people have said, that when the Bears do well, the NFL as a whole does even better. And to give you an example, the Bears-Eagles game on Black Friday on Amazon, posting an average viewership of just over 16 million people, peaking at 20 million people in the middle of the game. That is the highest watched sporting event on Black Friday since 1991. So it's undisputable, Mark, the Bears move the needle, and if they beat the Packers on Sunday, it could be incomprehensible.
Oh, it sure could be, and it's so cool for the city of Chicago. It's almost like this: the NFL schedule makers knew this was going to happen, because we have the Bears-Packers playing this weekend, and again, in another 2 weeks, they'll be playing here in Chicago on December 20th. Ticket prices on the secondary market are through the roof in Green Bay. They're averaging close to $1,000 a ticket to get to watch that game. The ratings are going to be spectacular on Saturday, and everyone is excited. The December 20th game, you can't find tickets anywhere for that game. You can't find suites for the rest of the season for the Bears. Everything is sold out. Everybody is so excited by this team, and it all started when Kevin Warren convinced Ben Johnson to become the head coach of this team and gave it an identity. That's when this all started coming together.
In the background, of course, is the move to Arlington Heights, which seems more like a when than an if. Does the era of good feeling around the Bears, does that propel state lawmakers to vote for that property tax bill regarding large development projects? Or does it create a groundswell of nostalgia around Soldier Field and the lakefront once again becomes another attractive possibility?
Rob, right now people should just be enjoying. Honestly, I would have to say people should just enjoy what's going on. We've been waiting a long time in Chicago for the Bears to be as good of a team as they are, with as hot of a head coach and as great of a quarterback as they have. We can enjoy this. The team is going to be playing on the lakefront for at least the next 3 years. We can enjoy the way it's going right now. We can enjoy that this team has an identity, that the NFL is looking at the Bears as a marquee franchise, and that now we're going to be seeing the Bears on national TV, potentially in Super Bowls. Do I think that it could have an impact? Yes. It always does, as a matter of fact. When politicians know that sports fans our voters also. And they know that positive media attention is the lifeblood for politicians. So if they want to get in front of a steaming locomotive of Bear fans, be my guest. They'll get run over. But they won't. If the Bears do well, it will change the dynamic. But for now, let's just enjoy that the Bears are playing great.
Mark Annis, president and co-founder, Sports Corp. Limited in Chicago.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.